Well, like it or not, it seems like we've entered a bold new world. Each day when I turn on the news, I don't know about you, but it feels like I'm watching a science fiction movie. This COVID-19 pandemic, it's now swept over the planet and is now escalating in the United States, too. You probably already know, but the CDC and our president have instructed us to be hyper-vigilant about our hygiene, to try to work or engage in schooling from home when possible, and to avoid all social gatherings of groups of 10 people or more. In fact, our president has now invoked wartime measures to try to stop the spread. We're all being encouraged to take this extremely seriously, to try to do our part out of love for our neighbors and our fellow countrymen to help stop the spread of this virus. Now, as a church, what this means is that our assemblies and our gatherings have been canceled until these recommendations are lifted. But this is not unprecedented. Churches of Christ stopped meeting together for a period of time back in 1918 during the Spanish flu epidemic. And so, similar to that, now we must be willing to do our part today to adapt our individual lives and our church gatherings for the good of all people. These recent events remind us that the church is people. It's not a building. In fact, the early church frequently met in house churches. And in some ways, this virus is requiring us to return to our primitive Christian roots. While we usually enjoy the blessing of worshiping together in a nice facility and larger groups of people, now everyone realizes that worship doesn't require these things. We can worship God individually and as families in our homes. We don't need a church building or somebody standing at a podium to worship God. From our homes, we can each individually read the Bible, we can pray, we can sing songs of praise, we can share communion with the Lord. Today, in 2020, we enjoy the blessing of tremendous technology, and most of us are able to stay connected and enjoy resources that would have been impossible during the Spanish flu epidemic or even 20 years ago. There are nearly unlimited free resources online. You can study the Bible from multiple translations from BibleGateway.com. You have free access to many of your favorite worship songs by using the Adventures in Ministry app that can be downloaded to any tablet or smartphone. You can sing with a group of Christians by searching Praise and Harmony on YouTube. You can purchase grape juice and communion bread at the supermarket, or you can even make your own communion bread at home by following a simple recipe that is found online and we'll provide for you on our Facebook page. If you want to spend time with other believers, you can easily set up a real-time video conference by going to zoom.us or downloading the Zoom app. It's a really neat resource that allows you to connect with numerous people visually and virtually online. Also, every member has access to a vast video Bible study library at rightnowmedia.com. Your church leaders have made this free and available to all the members here. And all you need is an invite to this material. And if you haven't yet not received one, you can simply contact the church office or one of us ministers, and we'll send you an invite to your email inbox. Even if you're not comfortable with all of this new technology, and I know some of you aren't, you can still intentionally connect with other believers just through intentional phone calls. Just because we're quarantined to our homes, it doesn't mean that we have to be isolated from each other. We are beginning to post regular videos to the Maryville Church of Christ Facebook page, and there you can find these weekly encouraging messages and updates, sermon content, Bible studies, and current announcements from the leadership. If you're like me, you're trying to stay up to date with all the latest news reports. It's natural to want to do so, to want to stay informed through television and social media. At present, there are lots of things that are uncertain. We don't know what's going to be happening in the next few weeks or months. We don't know how long this pandemic's going to last. We might wonder, am I going to get sick? Is this virus a punishment from God because of the sin and evil in this world today? There are so many things that are uncertain, and with uncertainty comes fear. If we're continually feeding our minds with the unknowns and with the panic of news reports, it's going to feed fear in our hearts, We've got to guard ourselves, friends, against falling into fear. And the way we do that is by not feeding and fueling our fear, but instead fueling our faith. God may use this very pandemic at current time as a wake-up call for you and me spiritually. So take it as that. And look at this opportunity now as a time to recommit your life to the Lord, to devote yourself to increased prayer, to meditate more deeply upon the Word, to look for ways that you can serve those that are in need. There are many things that are uncertain about the days ahead, but let's fuel our faith instead of our fears by dwelling upon some things that you and I can know for certain. I want to share a few of those with you now. Things that we can know for certain in days that are uncertain. Here's what I know for sure. Number one, we know that God is still reigning on His throne. We know that Jesus is still King. Jesus has not been surprised by this. He's not caught off guard. Psalm 47, verses 7 through 8 says, "For God is King over all the earth. Praise Him with a psalm. God reigns above the nations, sitting on His holy throne." God's still in control, guys. He's still reigning on the throne. Jesus is still King. Number two, nothing in this world, not even a virus or a pandemic, can separate you and me from God's love if we're in Jesus Christ. It's natural for us to wonder when bad things happen in the world if God still loves us. We can be tempted to question His love for us because of these things. But Scripture knew, God knew, whenever He inspired Scripture, that we would have those kinds of doubts and questions, and it anticipates that feeling in Romans chapter 8, verses 35 through 38, when it says this, "Can anything separate us from God's love? Does it mean He no longer loves us if we have trouble or calamity, if we're persecuted or hungry or desolate or in danger or threatened with death?" No. Despite all these things, overwhelmingly, victory is ours through Christ who loved us. Nothing can separate us from God's love, neither our fears for today or our worries about tomorrow. If you're in Jesus Christ, you're not condemned, and even when bad things happen, don't take that as somehow God has removed His love from you. God still loves you, and nothing can separate us from His love. Number three, we need to redirect, and we can do this, you and I can, we can redirect our worry into prayer. And when we do so, it brings peace. The secret to having peace during uncertain times is learning the discipline of redirecting our worrisome and anxious thoughts and all of our internal ruminations. We can redirect those feelings and thoughts into prayerful requests to God that are bathed in thanksgiving for the things He has done for us. Philippians 4, verses 6 through 7 speaks to this when it says, "Don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank Him for all that He has done. Then you will experience God's peace, which exceeds anything we can understand. His peace will guard our hearts and our minds as we live in Christ Jesus." That's one thing we can know. We can redirect our worry into prayer, and when we do so, God promises to give us peace. And we need peace during times of uncertainty. Finally, number four, something we can know for certain in uncertain times is that God is a refuge in times of trouble. For me personally, during the last few days, I've tried to lean upon and meditate deeply upon Psalm 46. This is a song of praise for God delivering His people from their enemies. The people being addressed in this psalm are remembering back about how God sent an angel to fight the battle that delivered Israel from the Assyrian army. The people were facing times of trouble when it felt like the very mountains would crumble into the sea. Sound familiar? The nations were in chaos, and destruction had come upon the world. But here in Psalm 46, God calms their anxieties and their fears, and He says this, "Be still and know that I am God." He commands the people to relax, be calm, trust that God is your fortress and your protector in times of trouble. It is possible for us to rise above this turmoil by calming our anxious spirits and resting in God's presence. God has not promised that we will not experience hardship, sickness, or even death in this world, even persecution for our faith. But we can have a calmness of spirit amid all of that. But we must be informed about who God is. We must come to know God by stilling ourselves. We must stop striving and hand-wringing and come to know God's power and His presence amid this storm. The only way to come to know God's peace is to learn to be still before Him. That's hard for many of us to do because we're so used to just running and running and running and burning the candle at both ends, being so active and busy in our lives, and now we're being forced to slow down. And some of us don't know what to do with it. We're just absolutely anxious and stir crazy, and we're going to tear the walls down in our houses because we don't know how to handle being alone. But I challenge us to look at this a little differently as more of an opportunity to learn a new way of living where we still ourselves amid the storm and come to know God's peace and His presence in deeper and richer ways. It's nearly impossible to know God's peace and presence when His voice is being crowded out by all of the noise around us. And our television screens and Facebook posts and all of the social media can still inundate us with so much information that just fuels our fears and our uncertainty. Now, certainly we want to stay informed. We need to be precautious. But don't continually fuel your fears without fueling your faith. Try to spend, this is my challenge for you and me, try to spend at least as much time in prayer and meditation upon the Word in these days as you do watching the news or scrolling social media. Fuel your faith, not just your fears. And it'll help so much to have certainty and confidence in the Lord during times of uncertainty that we're facing. Psalm 46 just provides so much encouragement for you and me to be still and know that the Lord is in control and He has our best interest ultimately at heart. Even whenever it feels like the mountains are crumbling into the heart of the sea, God is our refuge in times of trouble.